Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. In order, we start with Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind?
I guess, Matt, this would be from the world we live in. Don't get me wrong. I'm totally on board with what the Justice Department is doing, you know, as far as the mask mandate. And they jumped all over it within a day of it being repealed, correct? Okay. That's all good. Meanwhile, we've got a guy, a criminal in my mind, insurrectionist Rudy Giuliani. I don't know if you've seen it. I guess people thought it was funny, but he was in some dumb reality show. You had to guess the singer, and he's in some bird outfit. It's got to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And you're supposed to guess who the singer is. And he did a rendition of Bad to the Bone. Well, I guess, you know, it's out there. I'm sure you can find it if you haven't seen it. I saw it on the news this morning. And I'm thinking, this is the world we live in. The Justice Department has a year and a half's worth of evidence. It's there. They better get on this before the midterms, because this will all get shut down, and the likes of that clown in Ohio and all the rest and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world are going to be running this country if we're not careful.
Right. Dick, you hit the nail on the head, as always, and I'll even go one step further. We have a very short period of time. Nancy Pelosi will be speaker till January. With any luck, she'd be reelected, and we'll keep the majority. But let's say, for the sake of argument, things take a bad bounce. I don't think they will, but for some reason, we lose the House. If we lose the House, what's going to happen is Kevin McCarthy is going to come in, rip up all the subpoenas. He's going to disband the January 6th commission, and he's going to ratify everything Trump did. And if we lose the Senate as well, and even if we don't lose the Senate, if we lose the House, Biden's agenda is going to be shut down, absolutely shut down. So we have a very short period of time. I'm amazed that Giuliani hasn't been indicted already, quite frankly. I mean, this guy, and he didn't get pardoned. I'm amazed he didn't get pardoned by Trump, because he sucked up to Trump. But this guy has felonies in his wake all over the place, people getting charged. And this guy, what, does he lead a charmed life? I mean, why is he not being charged with some of the stuff he did? So you hit the nail on the head. We have a very short period of time. And then even worse, after that, we have two more years till 2024. And in 2024, if God forbid Trump ever got back in, he'd pull us out of NATO, continually to racially divide us, ruin us economically, and that clown cannot be permitted to get back in. Excellent call. Thanks. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Hey, it does so many things, just pulling me and tugging me in different directions. I mean, the Durham report is, if Biden was like Trump, he would have fired John Durham on day one and say, well, let this investigation cease, because you know, that's what Trump did and initiated a lot of stuff. When he fired James Comey to let Michael Flynn off the hook for all his you know, felonious activities. I mean, pure and simple, that's where it is. That's where some of this, you know, that's why the NRA hasn't been dragged out and exposed for the fraud the leadership has done to, you know, what used to be actually a decent organization. That, and you're right, we have to go after these people. You roll out the indictments now. You start these, you know, roll out the, you know, get the public hearings, you know, before the people, the American people, right as soon as you can, on all the crimes the Trump crime family has created, and any Republicans, if they're involved in this stuff, you haul them out there. You start indicting these people for their crimes on January 6th. January 6th was an insurrection. It was an attempt. More and more of the evidence is coming out. This was a coordinated attempt to overthrow the election of the United States of America, and we should call it that. I mean, we have our supporters out there. CJ, you know, would support anything Trump did. I mean, if they found a basement full of young virgins that Trump had executed whatever god Trump worships, CJ says, well, that's okay. I mean, it is just...
Yeah, you know, you have a very good point about the insurrection. Now, think about this for a second. They erected a gallows, and they walked through the hall saying, hang Mike Pence. Now, they went there to murder, some of them, murder the vice president of the United States because he wouldn't declare that the electoral vote were invalid. That's why they were there, to hang Mike Pence and to intimidate Congress, to drive them out of session, which they did for a period of time, so that they couldn't accept the electoral vote counts, which had come in from 50 states, 50 governors, and 50 secretaries of state, the majority of whom were Republicans. That's what happened. It was an insurrection to overturn a free and democratically run election, to interfere with the peaceful transition of power. It was not peaceful. Five people died. A woman got shot. A woman got trampled to death. A cop was beaten, and he was about to be trampled to death until he said he had four kids and a couple of people protected him. Cops were beaten up, dragged down the stairs, their heads bumping off the stairs. Over 100 of them were disabled as a result of this. They had some kind of disability, some kind of recovery period. That is an insurrection. Our enemies looked at that, China, Russia. They looked at it. They realized that we were not unified, that we are weakened. And then China threatens Taiwan and Russia invades Ukraine. And what does the Republican Party do? They attack a wartime president. They stab Joe Biden in the back. They don't stab Putin. They don't say Putin is evil. He's a Hitler wannabe, Stalin wannabe, an evil individual, and join the fight. If they'd done that against Roosevelt, they would have been in jail. But there's a formal declaration of war. There's a formal declaration of war. Here, there's not been yet a formal declaration of war. So that's what's happening. You're absolutely right about the insurrection. People who try to minimize it, Ron Johnson, oh, just a bunch of fellas letting off steam. I would have been really worried if it had been Black Lives Matter. That's what he said. Stick the racial thing in. Stick the racial thing in. You can't have a senator like that. That isn't fighting Bob La Follette. That isn't Bill Proxmire. You can't have guys like that. That isn't Les Aspin. Can't have guys like that. You cannot have guys like that. Well, I'll tell you what. The Germany is trying to save a little face, saying we are going to import no Russian oil by the end of this year. What? Okay. In other words, 9 more months or 8 more months while the genocide goes on. And by the summer, down to 50%, and gas will follow. That was a sneaky thing to say, because when they were questioned, they said, we are going to Europeanize it. And then it turns out the EU said they'll be weaned of Russian gas by 2030. That's 7 years from now. A lot of genocide in 7 years. Germany's been a real problem. It has not stuck up. They have voted to sanction Russia, so that's good. They're part of NATO. But when it comes to sending anything to Ukraine, they send ammunition and training. They start out by sending 5,000 helmets. Germany's afraid of Russia, not just because of energy. It is a weak spot. Biden has handled them very skillfully, put together a sanction package, but they are a weak spot when it comes to defense. And we in the UK and Eastern Europe are going to have to, in effect, take the lead in all this and do what has to be done. We're going to talk about that more after the break. Coming up on a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.